And it is 7:45, 63 degrees in West Bend. And I hopefully got the buttons pushed back right so that we can bring in our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Ah, good. Someone was in last week after we talked and used my studio and changed some things around. So all of a sudden I get in on Monday morning and go, oh, well, isn't that special? But anyway, boy, it's a nice fog has burned off. We've got a nice sunny morning out there and we've got all kinds of things going on at the library. I saw the picture of you and Miss Terica from last week.
Yeah, usually one of us takes pictures of, you know, that kind of thing. And I thought, well, you know, gee, we do have an army of teenagers and moms, both of whom enjoy photographing things. So we have some pretty great pictures from that day.
And for people who don't know, you and Ms. Terica both were dressed up as babies for the summer reading finale.
Yes, the kids voted. So the more you read, the more you get to vote for a stunt that we get to pull. And they chose dress as babies and eat baby food over a couple of other options. So if it gets kids to read, I'll do some pretty weird stuff, apparently.
How was the baby food, by the way?
You know, she had us try four different flavors. And the pumpkin mango cardamom flavor was pretty good, but the beets and the spinach were gross.
It's shocking.
Which is, I feel bad because I like both those things in solid adult food form.
They say, by the way, that you should eat spinach. I found this online this morning. If you want to cool yourself down on a hot day, you should eat spinach because it helps level out your blood pressure, which will make you feel cooler. So there's an...
Sure.
There's another excuse to go all Popeye on us.
Exactly.
All right. So you've got, speaking of eating, you've got an event coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we've got the Edible Book Festival going on. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now, once a year. It's super cool. You create an edible book, which is something that can be inspired by a favorite book or involve a pun on a famous title or simply be, you know, a food arranged in the shape of a book. And anyone, we've got a couple of different participation categories. So we've got different age groups. So, you know, the best kid one, the best adult one, and then a couple of other awards that we give out, like the funniest, the funniest edible book, that kind of thing, the most creative. There's a registration form, but we didn't have a ton of people sign up. So we're just going to let you drop by tomorrow between 1 and 5 with any edible book that you make, no pre-registration required. And then the public gets to judge the creations from 5:30 to 6:30, and we'll announce the winners at 6:45. So
all right.
I'm personally looking forward to the judging aspect of it.
Let's see. There you go. Now, does the judging aspect involve consumption of said edible books or no?
It does not.
Oh.
No. It doesn't matter if the food that you make is actually good.
Oh, okay.
It has to look nice.
This is more of a...
It has to taste good.
Gotcha.
My favorite one last year was called One Flew Over the Couscous Nest.
I saw the picture of that this morning.
And that, that was just fabulous. And it was a great way to use up one of the giant zucchinis everybody has laying around this time of year. So.
Exactly. School supply drive is going on.
Yeah, so we do a bunch of school supplies at the library every year, and I don't know if everybody realizes that. We have story time, you know, 3 times a week for many, many children. We go through Crayola markers like crazy, pencils, pens, glue sticks and glue, all kinds of craft supplies. So if you're out and about and you catch a particularly good deal on school supplies and you want to pick up a couple extra things for us, we would really, really appreciate it. We can also at any time use gift cards for Walmart or Hobby Lobby or any other kind of place that you would pick up said supplies if you don't want to make a decision for us.
Okay.
But
all right.
I think we run that through the entire month of August. So if you have anything you want to donate. You have something laying around the house that you're not going to use. We can use it up. So,
all right. Well, as I'm cruising through the list here to find things to talk about, I know that Read with Rover is continuing, and still for the month of August, twice a day, right?
Yes. So our volunteer who comes to help out in the mornings and makes those morning Read with Rover appointments possible usually reads at schools with kids, which is really, really cool, but also means that she can only come by in the mornings during the summer. So we've got a couple more weeks of Nancy and Reggie doing Read with Rover, and then there are always afternoon appointments available from 3 to 4:30 all school year long.
And those are on Mondays.
Yes, right? Thank you.
Yes. Okay. And then let's go ahead and talk about something coming up way down the road. How about the fall book sale?
Oh, yeah. The fall book sale is coming up. It's going to sneak up on me. It always does. But we...
And the reason I want to...
is...
Go ahead.
To sell fiction and nonfiction books and audiobooks for all ages. The thing is, we need some donations to do that. So if you have some fiction or nonfiction books or audiobooks for kids or adults or teens or anybody that you would like to donate to the fall book sale, please get in touch with Sarah at the library, or you can drop them off at the circulation desk. And the sale itself is going to be Friday, September 21st, and Saturday, September 22nd. So, and Christmas cookbooks. We're also going to have a pop-up Christmas cookbook sale that's one day only in December 7th. So if you've got some Christmas cookbooks that you're looking to ditch or refresh, you want some new ones, you can bring the old ones by the library, and we'll find them a good home.
Maybe you can find a different dessert to make for Christmas this year, right?
Exactly.
No, I don't want that thing with the pecans and grapes again. Find something
again.
Else.
Who puts raisins in a dessert? Anyway.
Exactly. So
weird Jell-O salad or something like that.
Have you, every once in a while you'll see something on Facebook of the old Jell-O salad recipes. And I remember those from when I was a kid. I mean, we had those weird Jell-O molds that, people put just weird stuff in Jell-O.
And, yeah, based on what I've seen.
And claimed it was some kind
maybe
of dessert.
Not meat, you guys.
Yeah. And you had to, so that it stood up like it's supposed to. You had to, put less water in it and everything else. And I can vaguely remember my mom making those. And I don't know that there were any that I actually liked.
Yeah, they all sound very unpleasant.
Yeah. I don't think people...
And the look, it seems like a lot of them use lime Jell-O or some kind of green Jell-O, and I'm like, why? I just don't want to eat that.
Yeah, exactly. So, hours for the West Bend Library?
All right, Monday through Thursday, we're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays, we're open 9 to 6. Saturdays, 9 to 1, and we are closed on Sunday. So, if you have anything you got to pick up at the library, any questions you want to call and ask, I definitely want to do that before Sunday.
All right. And if people want to give a call, if they do have a question?
The phone number at the library is 262-335-5151.
All right. And they can also find out more, of course, because you're all over social media.
Yes. So we're on Facebook. The Facebook page is West Bend Community Memorial Library. And the website, if you are interested in going straight to the source for information, it's west-bendlibrary.org.
All right. Sounds good. Well, get out and enjoy what you can of this day. And we will chat with you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me, and take care.
Thanks, Anna.